Blog Talk Radio.
Checking in?
Yeah.
You remembered her favorite binky, right?
Binky.
You forgot the binky?
I forgot the binky.
Tragic. Hashtag binky dad. OMG guys, he forgot the binky.
Hey, it's binky dad. Hey, go away, go away.
Our top story. A father has forgotten the binky, but he is capturing hearts.
Binky Dad needs an escort.
Time out for Binky Dad!
Binky Dad, you're my hero.
Get out of the Binky! Okay.
Binky.
She only likes the blue one.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I just love and unity to music, you know, particularly reggae music.
Yeah, yeah. Come from, no matter how you live your life, no matter how you pray, everyone just wants to be loved, no matter where you tell them, however they perceive you, so they believe anyway, what a mess of society, when only this is everyone just wants to be loved, yeah, and we no gonna be judged, all we want is love. We need more, we want more, we don't want more love, yeah. Whether you come from the ghetto, you wanna be loved. Whether you come from the birth, you wanna be loved. Everyone just wants to be loved, yeah, ah, yeah. Whether you come from the country, you wanna be loved. Whether you come from the town, you wanna be loved. Everyone just wants.
When I'm too far away from
check. You wanna be loved, whether you come from the birth. You wanna be loved. Everyone just wanna be loved. Yeah, oh yeah. Whether you come from the country, you wanna be loved. Whether you come from the town, you wanna be loved. Everyone just wanna be loved. Ooh, yeah.
Cool to the conscious once again.
Yes, yes, and yes. Good evening, and good evening. I want to welcome you to the ONE Host Intern Show. I am Frederick Beattie, your host for tonight. This show is a product of WBNN, and we are on the air right now from Lagos, Nigeria. The call-in number tonight is 516-453-9133. Do me a favor, press 1 to add your voice to this conversation. And as always, this show is proudly presented by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Beverly Nation. And as I stated earlier, I am your host, Mr. Frederick Beattie. And man, the soundtrack of our lives, proudly spun by my brother, Morgan Heritage. Y'all, I'm telling y'all right now, y'all are in for a treat. Y'all are in for a treat. Y'all are also in for a treat for a little bit of my monologue. But before we even get into any of that, I want to tell y'all a little bit about who I am. So first of all, everyone, y'all know my name, Frederick Beattie. I'm the CEO and owner of Trailblazers Radio LLC, which is a podcast platform. But tonight, I'm an intern of WBNN. And I want to say to Brother O, I want to tell you guys, thank you so very much for entrusting me with this opportunity to be here on this story platform. I'm going to do my level best to try to make sure that tonight's show is up to your standards. Now, with that out of the way, let me throw this disclaimer out here to you guys right now. The things I'm about to say on this particular show may probably offend you, and I'm okay with that. The things I'm about to say on this broadcast is going to make some folks mad. Again, I'm okay with that. Some things I'm going to say you probably ain't going to agree with. So, again, I'm okay with agreeing to disagree. So, I got some questions that I want to pose to our listening audience. But I want us to think of those as we travel down this particular road together. But in order for us to answer those questions, we got to take a look at how we got here. So walk with me, y'all, down the road, down the avenue of a very acid observation. I'm sitting here right now, and I'm thinking about the lives of Tyreek Nichols, Deshaun DeBose, Kawanza Beattie, Joshua Butler, and so many others that have lost their lives to violence. I am vexed and I am appalled. Vexed because it continues to happen. And also appalled at the frequency of it happening. And I'm a level with y'all. As much as I did not want to watch that video of Tyreek Nichols being beat within an inch of his life by those five cowards, I did. I tried to watch that video with an open mind, y'all, and I couldn't. I tried to watch that video. I tried to view, that from a different angle and perspective, and I couldn't. I tried to rationalize it, and I could not. Because the more I watched, the more disgusted I became. I witnessed several things while watching that video. I witnessed a complete lack of compassion. I witnessed a complete lack of care. I witnessed a complete lack of concern. More importantly, I watched a complete lack of humanity. They did not treat Mr. Nichols with any humanity at all. They did not treat this man with any honor. They did not treat him with any respect. They damn sure didn't treat him with any dignity. Those five cowards and the people that the other people that were there during that whole crazy, I won't even say crazy, that whole disgusting incident, treated Mr. Nichols like he was less than a human being. Let me ask y'all a question. What does that remind you of? What's the closest incident that you could compare that to? I'll tell you, the beating of Rodney King is the closest incident that you could compare that to, which in and of itself was a vile act in and of itself. Even Rodney King's daughter said that was a vile act. And I'm taking a breath because as I speak on this, there are a lot of emotions that come up when I talk about this, because it brings me back to the same place that I was before, 8 years ago. And I'll get into that a little later. When I think about this, I think about my son, who was killed by a police officer who was not held to accountability. I think about that young man, Deshaun DuBose, a 13-year-old child. His life was just beginning, but his life was snuffed out by a fucking coward who thought that indiscriminate fire was the way to solve a problem. Like I said earlier, y'all, I think about all these lives and I think about the way that they left this plane of existence. They didn't deserve to leave this earth that way. And yeah, like I told y'all before, I am more than vexed. I'm vexed. Appalled. I'm angry. But also at the same instance, I got questions. Some questions I have answers. Some questions I can generate my own answers to. Other questions I can't generate answers to, at least right now anyway. However, it is what, at this point, my anger is like out the window. How I feel right now is like I said, I'm vexed and I'm appalled. And I'm angry. And the thing of it is that, you know, the questions I got, y'all, they're a lot. They're big. They're really, really big. So first question that I want to ask everybody And please believe, understand that the answers that I'm giving are basically just my own opinions. Excuse me. And they're my opinions only. You know, if you guys want to talk about those questions, talk about the answers, or if you have your own opinions to the answers, by all means, join the conversation. So the first question that I am going to ask is this one. Why is it that we are our own worst enemy? We are, when I think about that question, I think about war, I think about warfare, I think about the things and the elements that are included in that. In any type of warfare, you know, you have two opposing forces, and you also have allies with those forces. Those allies are the friends of each opposing force, and they assist in providing, you know, material support as well as logistical support. But I'm talking about allies on the base basic form, allies being friends. Allies as far as being friends. In warfare, allies are not, allies don't become enemies. Listen to what I'm saying. Allies don't become enemies. But we're our own worst enemy because the battles that we're supposed to fight. Well, I put it like this: the battles that we currently fight are the battles that we fight against each other. Yep, I said it. We fight against each other. We treat each other like we're supposed to be allies to each other as Black people, and we treat each other as if we are enemies. We treat each other like we're the opposition. Why is that? It's a simple reason, I'll tell you. We treat each other as like enemies because we're jealous of each other. We're envious of each other. In some instances there's hatred of one another. If we're supposed to be allies, if we're supposed to be aligned together as fighting for a common cause, why are we fighting against each other? Why are we fighting against each other? Why is it that we can't have a civil discourse with each other? Why is it that we can't all gather in one place and not one person have a disagreement or some ignorant ass fool pull out a weapon and decide to shoot indiscriminately? Why is that? We fight against each other because that's how we are. But that's question number one, y'all. So I'm gonna pause right there, and I'm gonna let my DJ for the night. We gonna hit my DJ, international internet DJ legend, brother O, hit you guys off with a track. Hit me one time, brother O.
Yeah, all them a walk and talk about them love well. We know that them can't really stand up on in our body. We know, and though the truth is written all on their faces, we know
you. I'm a fighter, them we want you. So we not take no hype from no man. Nah, take no talk from no man. Nah, take no promise from no man. They'll never let you know.
Never.
The truth of why they come around you. Yeah. And now everyone where they amongst you, really they with you. So don't you feel for a minute they will stay with you when things are up with you. Because the minute that you fall instantly, them cut left you. Who'll be there to help you rise again? Feed your fans up and tell your lies to your peeps, yeah. And tell your things what you already know about yourself, like say you a fool and a loser.
Them all have an agenda, not to benefit you.
And when you realize it is you and your alone, yeah, you will say that we do, yeah. Them say them love way, but till them fight way. Don't you know them can't stop way. In front of you, them smile when you walk on like say them real to you. I'm a fighter, them we want you. So we not take no hype from the man. Nah, take no talk from the man. Nah, take no promise from the man. They'll never let you know. The truth of why they come around you.
Some will come around and say the things they think will please you. Some will come and go like leaves on a summer tree, yeah, yeah. Some will come just to show bad seed, yeah. Telling you it's roses when they know it's only weeds, yeah.
They tell them love way,
love
but
way.
Till them fight way.
Fight way.
But you know them can't stop,
you know them can't stop.
In front of you, them smile when you walk on like to them real you. I'm a fighter, them we want you.
Want
so we now take no hype from the man. Now take no talk from the man. Now take no promise from the man.
No.
They'll never let you know.
The
truth of why they come around you.
Oh yeah, DJ Frost and Magan Heritage, yeah. Oh, 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 CTBC again, yeah, yeah.
Hey, hey, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the OAD Host Intern Show. I am Frederick Beatty, your host tonight. As I stated earlier tonight, this show is a product of WBNN, and we are live on the air right now from Lagos, Nigeria. Your calling number for the night is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to add your voice to this conversation. And as always, this show is proudly presented by Ngozi Tom Multimedia. We are Beverly Nation. Caller number 1, you are tuned into the OAD Host Intern Show with Frederick Beatty tonight. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace, man of God. My tribal name is Huni Bok Atun. My pen and stage name is Master Car Magic Man Haru. Definitely enjoying your show. What a great, great opener for your opening night on your intern show. I already see how the night is going to go. So let me add my little $9. Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Truth of the matter is really, really challenging when you judge us as a whole. That has to been the big issue. See, when you look at the fact that the original people on this earth were the black and the brown seed, and what a lot of people fail to realize that all of us are incarnated angelic beings here. Now, you got some angels that is ascending up, and you got some angels that is hell-bound for destruction. These are the people that are soulless, like the people that you mentioned, the cowards. I have mentioned that many, many times, and again, a lot of people don't know. It's been over 37 going into 38 years of me, you know, giving this divine truth. Because we have dealt with a lot of enemies. I'm also an author, and I like to put stuff in print for people to be able to read. If people read and they mistakenly think that Battlesheath of Genesis is the beginning, It was a beginning, but not the beginning. And to get a clue on what Magic Man is sharing with you and the listening audience, all you have to do is go to Revelation. When you speak about Michael and his angels fighting, and the three attributes that was given, the serpent, the dragon, right? You know, and they was cast out. And when they cast out, they was cast out here. And this is why it has been so challenging for us as a people to get any justice from any other race or national, origin of another people, when we haven't dealt with these black demons that was been here from the beginning. These are the people that have been born and reborn in our families, and they show up and commit some of the most hideous acts you could imagine. These people are soulless. These people are soulless. I know who they are. I've been dealing with them for a long time. My only thing I want to say before I share some good news with you is our people got to take the blinders off. Our people got to have perfect perception. And we got to be ready to deal with them. We got to be ready to deal with them. Unapologetic, unexcusable. When it comes to an enemy, you got to be duly prepared, willing and able and ready to do what you need to take the head off and hand it to them. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, let me hit you with this. Anyway, I love your show. I love your energy. And I already see right now you're going to do great with our company. Thank you so much. Congratulations, Frederick Beatty, on your first WBNN all-time connection record. As a new intern with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer.
Oh, well, you know what? Not bad for a rook. Hootie, I thank you so much, my brother. I really do thank you so much. So won't you let our audience know when they're going to be able to hear your voice again?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. It's definitely an honor. Look, my next show will be March 9th, and I will be interviewing an interviewer, another International Hall of Famer and lifetime achiever in the likeness of Jerry Pitillo. Okay? And we'll be speaking about the rise and fall on the pathway to success. For anyone who knows my story, you know, I've failed many times. Like the scriptures say, a good man can fall up to seven times or more, okay? But it's going to be real, real interesting, especially for those who had business, lost business, and so on and so forth. You definitely don't want to miss that, okay? That'll be March 9th, and I'm already a proud supporter of you. I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of your show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hootie. Thank you so much, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Hootie Abakatoon. Again, check out his show on March the 9th, where he's going to be talking with Jerry Pitillo. I've listened to this brother on this station as a listener on several occasions, and every show that I've listened to that I've heard of him, I am always in awe of his knowledge, and also his the way that he presents things. Man, I love it. So We're gonna keep this thing rolling. So we're gonna have another track by the international internet DJ legend Brother O, featuring the soundtrack of our lives, Morgan Heritage.
Beautiful eyes like yours, baby, I never dreams for love. Perfect prayer for the blessing from above. It's a good look when I see you smile. Hate the days when I ask you wait a while. Ma, you know my love will keep you right. Like my hugs keep you warm throughout the night. Your lonely nights do make it harder to keep the faith. But you know the comforter, he always leads the way. I know you know our love will never die. Like the way the Titanic took us out. We're living good days, I sing it all out. It's a regular thing, but never say goodbye. You never felt ashamed, I wasn't one to blame. And yes, I made the mistake of when I made you cry. Live and learn, I swear to put my pride aside. I'm the king, you my queen, I need you by my side.
I love you, love you, love you, love you.
I think that Fred that thought the spirit, y'all. I think he really did. Ain't nothing like
Mickey Fall out in the spirit.
Amen. The new intern's out in the spirit. It's your man O'Lan. Your man O'Lansky. All I got to say is Compton.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell y'all right now, man. This brother right here, this is... He has become my favorite DJ, y'all. I ain't going to even lie. If y'all heads ain't nodding to this right now, I promise you. After tonight, y'all heads should be nodding, man. Welcome back to the OAD Host Intern Show, man. I am Frederick Media, your host for tonight. This show is a product of WBNN, and we are on the air right now from Lagos, Nigeria. Your calling number for tonight is 516-453-9133. Do me a favor, press 1 to add your voice to this conversation. And as always, this show is probably presented to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Beverly Nation. Man, the title of this show is called The Avenue of a Very Acid Observation, with the soundtrack of our lives spun by international DJ Brother O, featuring Morgan Heritage. Like I said, right before, man, if y'all heads are not bobbing right now, they should be. They really, really should be. But look, I'm going to give a big shout out to Brother O, man, because this soundtrack matches perfectly to what I'm talking about tonight, y'all. So, as I stated earlier, man, I got questions, y'all. My second question of the night is this. Why are we so hell-bent on sabotaging each other? Why is it that we are so hell-bent on sabotaging each other? My answer is not as simple and also not as complicated as you might think. First and foremost, I strongly believe this. If anybody wants to debate me on it, you're more than welcome to. But I strongly believe that it is inherent in our nature as black folks to fuck each other over. Yeah, there we go. I said it. Yep, I said it. There we go. I said it. Fight me. And the reason I say that is because look at how we handle our interpersonal relationships with each other. And when I say our interpersonal relationships, I think everyone here is grown enough to know what that means. If you are not, I'll just put it like this. Interpersonal relationships, friendships, boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, marriages, those types of relationships. We handle those relationships as if they are conditional things, and unfortunately, they are not. We handle each other as if we're someone to be despised, or someone to be disliked, or someone to be loathed, or someone to be just looked at as less than another human being. We look down upon each other. We don't give a hand up to our brothers and sisters no damn more. Why? One of the things is what I mentioned earlier. Jealousy, envy, hatred. We're jealous of each other. We envy one another. We hate each other. If I had to throw another word in there, it would be greed. We sabotage each other based upon jealousy, envy, hatred, and greed. Sometimes we as a people will fuck each other over for the almighty dollar. Not for the betterment of another brother or sister, but for a few Benjamin Franklins, we'll fuck the other person over. We don't only sabotage ourselves, we sabotage our communities. We're so hell bent on sabotaging each other that we end up sabotaging ourselves. Ain't that some shit? Why are we so fixated on destroying the next man or the next brother or the next sister that we don't even know that we're destroying ourselves in the process? If you sabotage me, you're sabotaging yourself, because I could be that brother. I could be that brother that could help you out, or could be that voice in your community. If I'm trying to sabotage you, I'm sabotaging myself because I have no idea what type of resources you could give to me, or you could supply me, or even words of encouragement that you could give to me. And trust me, the crowd, I'm gonna tell y'all this, a lot of people ain't gonna like what I'm about to say, and that's cool. Debate me. The crabs in the barrel mentality is fucking real. The crabs in the barrel mentality is really, really real, and y'all gonna have to get with that. But yo, we got another caller in the queue. Caller number two, you are into the host, the O&E host intern show with Frederick Beattie. Caller, please tell me who you are and where you're calling from tonight. Caller number two, you there?
Yes. Hi, Mr. Beattie. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hey, Ms. Garman. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just great. You asked a couple questions, and I wanted to just give my little 2 cents. Why we are our own worst enemy, when you ask. I believe that you're correct, that we treat each other like we're enemies. And I believe it's because of post-traumatic slave syndrome. I don't know if you've heard of that. We have never healed from the bonds of slavery that have entrapped our minds as a culture, as a group. Dr. George DeGry mentions this. Then she distinctly says, I believe it's called vacant esteem. where we feel hopeless, depressed, and a general self-destructive outlook towards each other, which is what you're describing.
Wow. Wow. You learn something new every day. Didn't even know what I was saying aligned with that.
Yeah, it does. It aligns with that. We have a marked propensity for anger and violence and extreme negativity towards each other. And that's what you're talking about. So she mentions that in her book called Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome. And she breaks down why black people hate black people so much and why white people hate black people and why we hate each other. Meaning blacks and whites. Why do we hate each other? Yes, she does. So I would recommend you read that. That's a great read.
Well, you know what? I most definitely will do that. I will do that. And you said you wanted to address the second question that I asked.
No, I said they're both the same. My response is both the same because that's showing the hatred that we have. We're in self-destruction mode with each other.
Wow. You're right. You're so right about that. And I am in 100% agreement with you on that one. And, yes, thank you for the book. Thank you for the book recommendation. I will most definitely go check that out. So
all
right,
my show is called Breaking the Silence, and it will be airing again on WBNN on February the 24th, and we'll be discussing ways childhood trauma shows up in romantic relationships.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
That is a good one. Well, Ms. Garland, I do thank you so very much for calling in tonight. I most definitely appreciate your support, and I will most definitely call into your show to show you support and also add to your conversation as well.
I would appreciate that. You take care.
Thank you. Take care now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Mo Garman. Check out her show this coming Friday, not this Friday, but the 24th. That's a very great topic. So make sure you guys tune in for that. So before we continue, man, my brother's going to hit you guys off with another track by the legendary DJ Brother O, featuring the soundtrack of our lives.
A dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. Well, you don't have to dread to be Rasta. Well, this is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. Well, it's a life of a liberty, lived by the fathers of our history. Of all the ancient pagan prophecy, trust in the power of the Trinity, yeah. Got to believe in His majesty, oh yes, His lineage and divinity. The first step is sovereignty, knowing oneself to royalty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to dread to be Rasta, no. This is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. You don't have the dread to be Rasta. This is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. Don't be afraid of your ever burning fire. Trust in your fire and you'll never get burned. Jafire gonna lift Rasta higher. You don't have the dread to be Rasta. This is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. You don't have the dread to be Rasta. This is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. Play, play, play for Rasta, yeah, yeah. I got
Got me wide open, brother. Oh, that's a whole. This is a whole run, dog. I ain't gonna even lie. Look, you know I'm so speechless right now that I forgot to even go into my intro. So, welcome back to the OAD Host Intern Show. I am Frederick Media, your host tonight. This show is a product of WBNN, and we are live on the air right now. From Lagos, Nigeria. The call-in number for tonight is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to add your voice to this conversation. And as always, this show is proudly presented by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Beverly Nation. And international DJ legend, Brother O, is throwing down the tracks tonight, man. The soundtrack of our life is, oh, man, Morgan Heritage. Grammy Award-winning reggae roots group. It don't get no better. It doesn't get any better than that, y'all. And like I said, if your hands are not bobbing, if your hands are not bobbing right now, or if you're not jamming out and rocking out to this, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. Brother O, home run all the way around, man. All the way around. So, getting back to our conversation tonight. Like I told y'all before, I got questions. I got a whole bunch of questions, but for right now, just gonna leave it at the few questions that I had that I wrote down. Question number three. How the hell do we say we want to change the narrative when the quote unquote narrative remains the same? Whew, that's a heavy question. But I think I might have an answer. So first and foremost, y'all, to change a narrative, first of all, if we're going to change a narrative, it means that we must first change a thought process. Yeah, I said it, thought process. But in order for us to do that, in order for us to change our thought process, well, let me backtrack a little bit. Let me backtrack just a tad. So when we talk about narratives, we're talking about stories. A narrative is a story. And when we say the phrase change the narrative, we're saying that we want to change the story. In order for us to change the narratives, or basically how our story is being told, we gotta change how that's being presented. Let me break something down for y'all just a tad bit. And maybe you guys can understand a little bit of where I'm coming from when I say this. Our story, and when I mean our story, I mean us as in brown people. Our story starts in Africa. But it doesn't end there. Our story begins there. Our story also continues when we were on these ships. We was on those ships traveling across the Atlantic. Our story continues when we landed here in a strange land. Our stories continue throughout the colonization of the United States. Our contributions to our story speaks of the volunteer, the black volunteers of the Revolutionary War. Our story continues throughout the 1700s and the 1800s up to the Civil War. I think we all know what was going on between those times. If you don't, I'll just give you a brief on it. We were enslaved. Parts of our story speak to the volunteer soldiers that served in the Union Army during the Civil War. Parts of our story speak to the Reconstruction era. And our continuous battle to be freed from the bondage of slavery. Our stories continue with our bravery and our service during World War I and World War II. Our story is the civil rights movement. Our story is the Million Man March. Our stories have been written by Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Brother Elijah, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And so many other people that have come before us, and the people that are with us now, and the people that will come after us. These are our stories. Our narrative is a continuous thing. However, unfortunately, our narrative, meaning our story, has been tarnished. It's been tarnished by violence towards each other. It's been tarnished by police brutality. It's been tarnished by media. It's been tarnished by a lot of things, y'all. If we're, like I said it before, if we're going to change our narrative, meaning our story, we have to change how that story is presented, and we also have to make a change to the people who tell it. There are people that are telling a false narrative of who we are as a people. And that has to change. Those people who write this story have to change, because I'm going to say this, and there's going to be people that either are going to agree with me or they're not going to agree with me. Our history or our narrative is part of the greater narrative of this nation. Plain and simple. Caller number three, you are in the queue, and you are the OAD host intern show with me, with Frederick Beattie. Please state your name and where you are calling from.
Hi, Frederick. It's Ava Holly. I'm calling from right outside Atlantic City, New Jersey, and it's so good to hear your beautiful voice tonight. How are you doing?
I am well, Ava. I am well. How are you?
I am hanging in there. You know, I'm still recovering from major surgery, and I have good days and bad days, so I'm hanging in there. I got a little bit of a cold, too, so that doesn't help anything right now, but I'm enjoying your show. First of all, I want to say I'm so sorry for your loss, and my heart goes out to you. You are very strong and brave to be able to hold up and talk about the things the way you talk about them. So I want to say that. On another note, and I've heard you talk on some other shows, and you have a very pleasing, soothing voice and personality. So that comes across well. So I want to move to a positive area, and I want to congratulate you on your other radio successes, your podcasts. I want to congratulate you on your WBNN intern show doing so well. And I've mentioned this many times before that I'm all about like old cliches and how they really tug at my heart. So let me say this positive stuff. Think about the people that you hang around with. And one of the cliches I love is if you want to change your people, change your people. We have to be the change we want to see in the world. Because if you look at the definition of insanity, you know, running around doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, you know, what you think about, you bring about. So we need to be so positive that negative people don't want to be around us. And that's how change is going to come about, that we are the ones that make the change. So, I mean, it's all very cliche and it's very superficial, yet it is very true that, you know, your behavior is contagious. Your attitude is contagious. I can feel your love and your personality, and we've never met face to face. So if your attitude is going to be contagious, what attitude are you bringing off? So this is what we need to do. We need to be that change. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So I wanted to call in and support your show. I'm so proud of you, and I'm looking forward to all the great things you're going to do at this storied Beverly Nation Network in the future.
Oh, thank you so much, Ava. I appreciate that. But I also want to kind of speak to what you just said. Those are no truer words that are said. If you want to change your people, change your people. You know, if you want to change your environment, if you want to change the outcome of something, take action for it. Take action to it.
Yep.
You know, change is a change. No matter, I mean, people don't realize this, but change is an action word.
And there's that other cliche, actions speak louder than words. So
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So, yeah. Ava, let everybody know when they're going to be able to hear your beautiful voice again.
Oh, thank you. I was just on a couple nights ago, so I will be on again on March 15th, and I'm looking forward to, you know, another great show.
Oh, Ava, thank you so very much for calling in and showing support. I most definitely appreciate you. So, with that being said, y'all, internet DJ legend Brother Owen is going to hit us off with another track. Featuring the soundtrack of our lives with Grammy Award-winning roots reggae group Morgan Heritage. Brother O, let's have it.
If it wasn't for Rastafari, I would have no chance to survive. Tell me how come don't I expect them never can be any man but them chats is that. Tell me how come people left the border street, no people love the prime minister. Tell me how come those in power don't seem to care. It's cause life is so unfair. In this sweet paradise, this is what we swear. Out of many what people can you see us be that. Everyone treated equal. lights of Jamaica. Tell me how come Jonathan, you're going down, and everything's going up around town. Tell me how come Boogie had to get gunned down. Life is so unfair. In this sweet paradise, this is what we swear. Out of many one people, can you see us be that anywhere? Yeah, we want to be the equal. And this is why so many die, leaving so many to cry. Tell me how come the youth them downtown can't receive the education like the youth them uptown. Tell me how come Jack, you are dead at jail and the prosecutor know he's innocent and shouldn't be there. Tell me how come so much hungry belly out the streets and Babylon not going like the name of Steve. Tell me how come people see it and not speak. The light is so unfair. In this sweet paradise, this is what we swear. Out of many one people, can you see us be that anywhere? Yeah, everyone treated equal. And this is why so many die, leaving so many to cry. Life is so unfair. In this sweet paradise, this is what we swear.
Welcome back to the ONE Host Intern Show. I am Frederick Beattie, your host tonight. This show is a product of WBNN, and we are on air right now from Lagos, Nigeria. The caller number for tonight is 516-453-9133. Do me a big favor, press 1 to add your voice to this conversation. And as always, this show is proudly presented to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Beverly Nation. Man. And welcome to the Avenue of an Acid Observation, featuring the soundtrack of our lives, spun by international internet DJ legend Brother O, and the group is Morgan Heritage. They are a Grammy Award winning reggae roots group. And what I tell you, these so every last song on this soundtrack. During each break, I've been jamming and I've been dancing, and yeah, this soundtrack is like that, y'all. So welcome back. So as I stated before, I got questions. Before the break, we talked about narratives. We talked about how we need to change those narratives by changing how they were presented. And I want to just add a little bit more to that before I go into before I jump into the last question of the night that I have. Like I said it before, our narratives have our story up to this point has been written by several different people. So each chapter of that story is different, and it speaks to a specific point in our history. When we talk about our narratives, we talk about our experiences individually and collectively. When we talk about our narratives, we're talking about how our stories are, how our story is going to be viewed from this point on. I want y'all to think about that. I really want y'all to think about that. Who will be the ones writing our narratives? Who's going to write? Who's going to write our story? Who's going to finish our story? But I digress, y'all. I really want y'all to think about that. We'll think about that one. So, caller number five, you are in the O&E host intern show with Frederick Beatty. Caller, please tell me who you are and where you're calling from tonight.
Peace, love, and power, hell. Sam God, calling from Power Hill. What's going on?
Hey, I'm good, brother. How you do?
I'm all right, man. It's been a while since I've been on air. I just wanted to call and show love and support. Say peace to everybody, especially Brother Fred. And before we get into any dialogue, man, I need all y'all to reach out to me, man. If y'all can, my email is thepowerhillbrand.co@gmail.com. Just reach out to me. Let me know who you are. That way we can build better relationships. But I caught the second half of your show. Powerful dialogue right there, man. And I have a lot of comments on a lot of things, man. First thing is the crabs in the bucket thing, man. Crabs don't belong in the bucket, just like we don't belong in the wilderness of North America. You understand what I'm saying? If we wasn't
exactly.
We wouldn't act the way we wouldn't act. If a lot of brothers were in lockdown doing 23andOne or whatever they was doing, they wouldn't act the way they was act, the way that they would be acting. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? Like, under the proper resources and freedom and things like that, we would be a totally different people. So it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? The fucked up environment or the, I'm sorry, Dr. J, the messed up environment or the crazy people, you know, the way that we be acting. And then the other thing about changing the narrative, and you kind of touched on it a little bit when you was like, there's so many people, so many different authors of our narrative that came through throughout history. But what we have to understand as a people, we kind of need all that as a collective, because how are we ever going to change the narrative if we can't agree on the narrative? See, the one thing about the other people, they agree on their narrative. They have no discrepancy about Columbus, George Washington or whoever else that came over and did their thing. There's no discrepancy in our narrative. We got to come together as a people and figure out what our narrative is and figure out where we are today. That way we can move forward. Peace.
Bro, you know what? I so agree with you on that, man. I so agree with you on that, because if we're talking about narratives and stuff like that, like you said, it has to be something that we all agree upon, something that is universally agreed upon, something that is universally accepted. But like you said earlier, there's so many pieces of that. There's so many people that accept different parts of that. So how can that be universally accepted?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. When the law was assassinated in 1969, saying he told us we no longer going to be a nation of leaders or followers. And you understand what I'm saying? There's no such thing as a leader or a follower, because every time a leader erects from the people, they find a way to assassinate him or his character. You understand what I'm saying? The only thing that we could depend on is the babies. So by giving them good, sound instruction, no matter what that is, as long as we give them good, sound instruction without bias, they're going to grow up and create the world that we tell them to. You understand what I'm saying? We just got to keep the bias and the hatred out their hearts. You understand what I'm saying?
That's it. That's it, brother. That is so big. Man, I
appreciate
you coming
up. The world is theirs.
Yep. Just like Don said, the world is yours.
Facts.
Man, I appreciate you calling in and showing support, Sham God. I most definitely appreciate that, brother.
Hold on. ThePowerHillBrand.co@gmail.com. If not, reach out to Brother O, all family hosts. Reach out to Brother O, my Facebook, my Instagram. Link up with me. You know what I'm saying? We are family. Let's do this the right way.
Yes, sir. Most definitely going to reach out to you, man. Sham God, again, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you.
Peace.
Peace. Caller number six, you are in the queue. You are in the O&E host intern show with Frederick Beatty. Caller, tell me who you are and where you're calling from tonight.
Yes, hi. My name is Matt Graham. I'm calling from the South Jersey area. I'm an intern as well. I spoke to you before. I have a show coming up on February 23rd. My first intern show, so I'm absolutely enthused about it and paranoid at the same time. I tuned into your show from the beginning, and I have so much to say, but very little time to say it. First, I say I like the music selection. I love the roots reggae music. You got me over here feeling like I wish there was like a Jamaican restaurant around so I could pick up some curry goat and some dumplings. Thing right now. I'm hungry and thirsty for it. As far as your questions about the sabotage and us being our worst enemies, and this, it's kind of like I don't even like to think us being our worst enemies. I'd rather think of it as imagine putting a protractor in the top of your head, right, like the point,
right,
around with a pencil on the end, and you open it up more and more, right? It's I don't know if it's necessary we're our worst enemies. I believe a lot of times people of their own ethnic or racial background congregate around themselves more. It's like a natural thing. Like even if you go into a lot of cafeterias, you'll see in a high school cafeteria, you might see a lot of white people sit at the table just instinctually. A Latinos will sit at their own table. A lot of blacks will sit at their own table. So if usually it's the closest people to you that'll do you the most harm. So if you're closer to people of your same background, they're the ones that have the greatest potential to do you harm. They know your secrets. They know how to sabotage you. They know how to pick your nerves. If it's a female, she wants to get on a guy's nerves. It's kind of like a lot of times they might seem like small things, but they could turn into big things. Like, you know how a little argument can turn into something huge, and then the cops are called, and like. So I don't even like to look at it as being like our worst enemies, but I have been in situations, and I will admit, I've been almost killed by a lot of different people, white, black, otherwise, and some people I actually wanted to help out. I moved to an area, I'm not even going to say where it is, that's how bad it is, but I went to a hood. I wanted to bring people there to actually help them out, some people that were had some interest in some things. So I wanted to bring some people down, some business reps to help them with some things. I couldn't even do it because when I went around there, the black and the Hispanics around, they said, who you know from out here? Where are you from? I think you need to get from around here. Next thing I knew, I woke up in the middle of the street and I looked like Kanye West after his accident with a swollen face. I almost was killed. So
wow.
As far as looking at any one person, I mean, I hate to say it like this. I don't want to look at a black person as a black person's worst enemy or what. We know what reality is. We're a part of this. We see it with our own eyes. This is what it is. And I don't even call everybody black. I don't call people brother. Even I don't call my biological. I mean, if that's part of their name, like brother. Oh yeah, but I don't have a wife. From anybody black or white. So I'm not calling anybody brother unless I have a wife and that's her brother. No reason for it. Because
right.
From my own perspective, I'm surrounded by people that don't even want me to live through my own offspring. Can you feel me? So
that is sad.
I mean, it is what it is. I come closer to death than I come to going into my own wife. It just is.
Wow.
That's what this place is. So... There's no really avoidance.
I agree with you, man. I do. I mean, it always leads me to like the one question that I've always asked but never really get an answer to, you know, when I ask it, you know. And this is something I want everybody to think about too, you know, given the landscape of where we are, and the roads that we travel on. Are we our best allies though?
Are we our best allies? Yes, overall, yes. Because
okay. We
have certain expectations that we already know. Like, if you looked at me, you look at me and be like, well, I'm far from dark skin, and I have a lot of problems with law enforcement, with the courts, with prosecutors. And I grew up around, like, City Hall. My mother worked there. And my complexion is far from the complexion of like Manute Bol's scrotum or Forrest Whitaker's neck if he was the someday. I'm like barely a shade darker than maybe Kid from Kid and Play if he laid out in the sunlight for a day. That's how light-complected I am. So I understand even being light-complected myself with a lot of things that I went through, that there's a problem here, and I don't like to use the word systemic, and I don't really want to use too many other words right now, but there's something that permeates here that isn't right. It's been going on. It's constant right now. It's been going on for hundreds of years, if not thousands, if you look back even further. So if you look at another race that has power and got that power from abusing you, you already expect them to be a certain way. If you look at somebody else and you're like, oh, well, they kind of look like me, you kind of expect that person to be all right or more so. And overall, yes. But when they do something to you, it might hurt you a lot more. Like, tell me, I don't know if you've ever come in contact with any so-called quote-unquote brothers, and they really, really did you harm to the point where you almost died. Has that ever happened to you?
At one time only.
How did you feel? Like, all jokes aside, like, I mean, when you looked at everybody around you, family members, black, white, you looked at the business owners, maybe you've seen the Middle Eastern people open up gas stations and corner stores and Dunkin', you might have seen, like, white people in law enforcement, even in black areas. When that happened to you and a black person did that to you, how did that make you feel inside, like knowing that somebody that you felt you might have been able to trust even tried to kill you and take you out?
Bruh, the only thing I can say with that is that I felt it. First of all, I was embarrassed. But besides the embarrassment, because the embarrassment came later, it was more or less of the, like, damn, folks that looked like me did this to me, you know. Initially I was afraid, but then as I do the recovery process and I got to analyze it and put it in better perspective, I was embarrassed and also sad at the same time. But then that sadness turned to anger. So. And I don't know if those are the emotions that you went through, because I know everybody's experience is a little bit different. But geez, man, I get it. I do get it, dog.
Yeah, anger is like an understatement. At first, I kept saying, I said, there's no way this happened. I kept thinking I was dreaming. I mean, I knew it happened. I felt it. I couldn't even sleep laying down. My whole face was swollen. Somebody had to nurse me back to life. Like, and then I seen an ambulance, like lights flashing in front, and I was laying in the middle of the street. So I was thinking, like, oh my God. And later on, I said to myself, like, with me, I remember what I was saying. I said, why did they do this to me? For like a year, I kept saying, why did they do this? Why? Every day, like 30 times a day, I said, why did they do this to me? Like, why? I didn't even do anything. I went to shake their hand. I shook their hand and said, peace, walked around the corner. They hopped in the vehicle and actually went around the corner and met me. Last thing I saw was either a shotgun or a pipe come out. Next thing I knew, I was laying in the middle of the street with flashing lights on top of me. So at first, all I said was, why? Why? Like, why did they do this? And then, like, I ran into problems not only with them but with, like, white people in law enforcement. And then it stopped for me saying, okay, why? And I was in disbelief and anger. But then I said to myself, I'm obviously surrounded by so many abominations. They want me to do something. When it got to, like, maybe 8, 9, 10 years into it with just about everybody, I said, I'm surrounded by obvious creatures that want me to do something. So then later on, they could say, I told you it was something up with this guy, when all I wanted to do was help people out.
I feel you, brother. I do. So, Matthew, thank you so much for calling in and supporting tonight, man. Let everybody know when your next show is.
My show is on February 23rd, 9:30 p.m., same thing, the ONE Intern Host Radio Show, and I can't wait to be a part of it. And thank you very much for your show. It's great. You have a great first show. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Matthew. I so appreciate it. I'm most definitely going to tune into your show, man. Thank you so much. Man, that was my fellow intern, Mr. Matthew Graham, man. His show is on the 23rd, so you guys most definitely most definitely tap in with that. But now we're going to get back to the music. We got another track by international internet DJ legend Brother O, featuring the soundtrack of our lives with Morgan Heritage. Brother O, do me the honor.
They want us to stay blind as a bat, while they move sly as a fox. Oh boy. Yes, sir. Yeah. I tell you, few people can see it. Many are blind to it. A change is on the way, things will no longer be the same. Oh no. Hear me now. All eyes on America. People and places want to be just like America. And I can't understand why. When you have beautiful places like Dubai. Oh yeah. Lies and propaganda. They speak of Africa. I tried from Nairobi to Addis Ababa and find the truth for myself. Why? The world is more beautiful than you know. From Cape Town to Accra to Lagos. So much beauty my eyes behold. So much is cool they have never told us. Like how much slave died on Gori Island in Senegal. And how much never reached Caribbean Island. Africa for the gold and diamonds. While they make it seem like the land is just full of poverty and hungry belly. What a terrible conspiracy. My people of Jamaica don't realize the reggae music is the savior, preserving the knowledge of our former selves. Take the youth them in a Gambia. If you never know, you'd have been them born and raised in a Jamaica too. Them love the culture, Rastafari culture. Them live the liberty as well, yeah. Earth is the love that fullness thereof. So I have the right to live where I'm loved and celebrated.
Welcome back to the OAD Host Intern Show. I am Frederick Media, your host for tonight. This show is a product of WBNN, and we are live on the air right now
from Lagos, Nigeria. Your calling number tonight is 516-453-9133. Do me a favor, press 1 and add your voice to this conversation. And as always, this show is proudly presented to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Beverly Nation. Caller number 7. You are in the OND host intern show with Frederick Beattie. Caller, tell me your name and where you're calling from tonight.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we gang tackle the enemy for liking other teams from other cities out here in the hood. Why, hold up. DJ Marley Mars coming on. I don't care who first, who last. That's how we go. One, two on your ass out here. You know what I'm saying? What's good with it, you know what I mean?
What's good with you, brother? How are you, man?
Oh, man, listen, man, you're doing a wonderful job out here, man. You're killing it on them, you know what I'm saying? First-time intern type joint, you know what I mean? O-N-A in the building, bro. You know, so check this out, right? I just wanted to elaborate on some of the things that you were saying earlier, you know what I mean, based on these questions, because we all have questions. And, you know, some of us have a few answers. However, we got to be careful on how we give them. So I'm a ladies on you real quick. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple of Eric B and Rakim chains real quick. The whole thing is we got to understand that there's elderly indigenous people from on this continent. All they come from a lineage of people that have been on this continent for thousands of years. However, there's some of them that's still alive to this day that know who they are and from these lineages, and they sit back and they watch all the people scattered around in the labyrinth, scattered around in the maze, scattered around in the puzzle, trying to figure out. Reason why they in the puzzle? Because these are the individuals who do not know who they are. Unfortunately, we are generations of people who do not know our fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, or none of these people, where we don't know the truths. You know what I'm saying? However, there are people who do know their lineages of people, and there are truths in which exists other than the falsehoods and blasphemous things in which we've learned over these years. You see what I'm saying? So because, like I said, you know, like I said, there's people who sit behind the people where how some of these economics got over here, who brought them over here, you know what I mean? And majority of the economics that run the world to this day are the economical things that were brought over here thousands of years by who? Is the big question. That's where the people got to understand who those people were. You know what I mean? So I don't know. If people know who indigenous people were and people who know who where they came from, you know what I'm saying, and how long they've been around, and knowing that they're still around to this day, know that this is why we are lost. Because, again, you got people sitting back watching us run around like fools, you know what I'm saying, while they sit upon their riches like Scrooge McDucks, you know what I'm saying? You know, but just get this out. I'm going to be out here on the 22nd, you know what I mean, dropping some Eric B and Rakim chains on them. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? What do you think about this here? I just want to ask you a question real quick. If you was just convinced that we got here a few centuries ago, you know what I'm saying, Why would you even consider or try to acknowledge or even have an inquiry about anything that could possibly be aired to you from centuries before that? You know what I'm saying? It's the big question again for people. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where, again, we will infiltrate the enemy like SOCOM Navy SEALs, you know what I'm saying, and will be neutralizing hostiles. Check your satellites.
And did he mention my favorite game, SOCOM Navy SEALs, man. Look, Clev, let everybody know where your next show is, brother.
Oh, check this out, bro. Check this out, yo. I'm gonna be on here the 22nd, you know what I'm saying? 22nd like 2000 last year out here. You hear me? They better be.
Yo, that is WBNN, Lydia, new host of the year, Clever One, man. And we got caller 8 in the queue, man. You're tuned into the OND host intern show with Frederick Beattie. Caller, tell me who you are and where you're calling from tonight.
All right, caller, you there?
Hello there?
Yeah, that's you. Oh, wow. She got called.
Well,
that's the first time. That's the first time. I know. That's the first time Tiana speaks. I've been caught in the spirit. Now she's really a Dirty Bandit host.
No, I've just been here on mute. So, Frederick, I just want to say that you're doing a wonderful job on, you know, and I can't wait for you to actually join us as an official host, you know. I'm sorry for your loss. I wanted to speak on something that you talked about as far as sabotaging. And it's funny because even sabotaging happens in families where it could be your mother, your father, your sister or your brother who doesn't want to see you get ahead, you know, or even childhood friends. And my opinion is a lot of it has to do with self-esteem, because if you do not want to see the next person get ahead and you sabotage them, then that means that you yourself don't see yourself being in that particular position or even being higher than that person. So you want them to stay exactly where they're at. So that way you stay in your comfort zone, you know. I feel like, you know, a lot of us could get ahead if we just stick together, because I believe collaboration equals multiplication. And me personally, I learned, you know, I got rid of my circle probably about maybe 5 years ago. I changed my circle, you know, and when I changed my circle, my whole entire life changed. Most people that I'm around, they're all doing things that are positive. They're doing things in life that a lot of people, you know, dream to do. So they're not worried about what I do or how successful I am or anything like that, but they are willing to try to take me to the next level when it comes to being successful. And I'm willing to do the same because we have the same mindset, you know, and being encouraging and things like that. And I think of a lot of us, you know, melanated individuals stick together, we could do a lot instead of just trying to, like, pull each other down. And it's a shame. Because when we do, even in my area, when you look at my area, it's a lot of different cultures. They stick together. You know what I mean? Buying a store, sending money back home, and just, like, you know, living off of us. And a lot of times we'll be willing to support. And I have a friend who specifically looks for Black-owned businesses, you know, and supports them. And then she opened my eyes because, like, you know, with certain things, she's always looking for, whether it's, like, anything cosmetic or any type of food or anything, she's always looking for that. And I know that I personally didn't do that, you know, myself. So it actually made me aware of my purchases and the things that I do, you know. But I think that the root is maybe a lot of times now in these days we have parents who are not raising their kids correctly. So now we have, you know, a generation of people who are, like, mostly narcissistic, sociopaths and things like that. So, you know, that's what we have to deal with today. And, you know, I think a lot of self-esteem starts from in particular from the home and how you're treated as a child and how you develop has a lot to do with that. And while we are like that as families, and a lot of times we're raised by single parents, not that you can't be raised by a single parent and come out great. I'm not saying that. But sometimes, you know, I think it always is for two parents to be better in the home, if those two parents are healthy two parents. I don't mean the two parents who, you know, are mentally disturbed in some type of way, but I mean two healthy parents with a healthy relationship raising a child. I think it's better than, you know, one that, you know, maybe can't do everything at one time. So I think we have a generation of a lot of, you know, generations that have been raised because, you know, people are just getting in relationships and just having sex with no meaning behind it. And these children are being born. And, you know, it's a result of the personalities and the dispositions that are out now. That's just what my personal belief, you know. But I appreciate you, like, bringing that up. And like I said, welcome to WBNN. And I look forward to hearing the day that you are an actually host. And my show will be March 10th, The Power of Thoughts, at 9:30 p.m. And I do wish you the best of luck with becoming a host.
Oh, thank you so very much. I most definitely appreciate you on that. Thank you so very much for calling in and showing support. I will most definitely tune into your show and reciprocate in kind. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So my final thoughts, y'all. So y'all just better get ready for this particular ride because, yeah, it's going to be that type of ride. I look at how we treat each other, and I'm totally disgusted. We claim that we're supposed to be a powerful people, but what power do we have? The power to fuck each other over? The power to commit egregious acts against each other? I'm going to tell y'all something. I watched how Monica's granddaughter responded when she went to that, when we went to that wake. I heard how that young man's mom reacted with the finality of her son not being on this plane of existence hit. It's the same thing I relived that weekend. When Monica asked her granddaughter how she was, she said, "I don't know." And I can relate to that feeling because 8 years ago, I didn't know. And in 2023, I still don't know. I don't know how we can arbitrarily just show a lack of humanity for each other, how we cannot show care or concern for each other. Dude, we're the only race that will consistently screw each other over for any little thing. We'll embarrass ourselves and each other for a clout, likes, whatever. But in the reality of it, y'all, there are families out there that are really, really hurting. When these memorial services conclude and that child's body, if that child's body is committed back to the earth, he or she will possibly be forgotten. Well, damn it, I ain't gonna allow him or her to be forgotten. I ain't gonna let my son be forgotten. I'm not gonna let anybody's child be forgotten. We're losing way too many of our young people. Not just the police. We're losing our kids to petty street beefs, motherfuckers that can't shoot straight, and idiots who just don't know any better. We are killing us. We are also allowing a system to kill us, and we are complicit players in the game. The game is rigged, y'all. And we've been dealt a fucked up hand from the jump. But I digress. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Ngozi time.
What about us go and live, we live, you know? Choo-choo.
To rise and fall is a part of it all. For the name is written on the wall. Do we remember the cause that they fall for? But in death there's no reward. Cause when you're gone for a time, some will cry. But life goes on and them off we try them high and continue with the struggles in this life. You know, save them while you're giving it your heart and soul. And some will try to shame you for reasons uncalled for. They're like a thorn in your side with so much to overcome.
thing you said. Just give thanks every morning, God open eyes, Lord. The rise and fall, the rise and fall is a cycle in life, yeah. So in this life, live for the cause, and your name will live forever. The rise and fall, the rise and fall is a cycle in life, yeah. So do your work and be remembered. You do your work and be remembered. And why don't you ever make them break your stride?
Congratulations to Frederick B. tonight and his better than an all-time connection record as a intern in his first ever show. Outstanding performances, outstanding results. More can I say that hasn't already been said. He gave you his transcript of his life, and we've given you for over 10 years magic, and we are very, very proud. Tomorrow night, we're not on because I get rest. You know why? Because I deserve it. But we come back on Sunday night with News Forum with our debut in Lady New Host of the Year of 2021 and the Host of the Year with the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence in 2022. Dr. Chichilla J. Be there, 9:30 Eastern Standard, right here on The Storied. Enough said. Dave Bennett has advertising to win Ghosty Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest. We're at Twitter. We're at Instagram. And then Ghosty underscore time. Ola Dunley Malay, where Ghosty at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Ole Delay, that it goes with my and gmail.com. And I am the 2019 International Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey in Shriney. The 2021 producer in Shriney. The 2022 Lifetime Achiever. And you know what? Tell your grandma to get up and put her teeth in, because I'm her and your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Deli Malay Wing goes here saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. It's a young lady by the name of Valerie that lives in Kansas City, Missouri. I know, girl. I know you're here. The commissioner always come on and give and go through time, because that's my chief second. That's what she does. And I know you miss me. I love you, too. And all the folks that missed my voice giving and ghosty time, don't even worry about it. You'll be here again on Sunday. And, of course, right back to our intern, Mr. Frederick Beattie. Yeah, confident.
Yo. Man, first and foremost, I want to thank Brother O, first and foremost, because for giving me this opportunity. I know that I'm a CEO of my own platform. However, again, like I said it before, for me to be on an intern on a storied station is an honor and a privilege. An honor to learn things, an honor to grow, an honor to be just to be. Wow,
I can't even the words that I want to say on the tip of my tongue, but I can't form them right now because I'm on so much of an emotional high right now because this is something I've been doing for, you know, on my own for like the last five and a half to 6 years, you know, through various things, but to be brought in with someone who's been doing this for such a long time and who has knowledge. Yeah. This speaks volumes. This speaks volumes for me. And it's, like I said, I'm speechless, man. Brother O, thank you so much for this opportunity. And I want to thank everybody who tapped in tonight, everybody who called in and showed support and offered commentary. Everybody who listened in tonight, I want to thank you guys so very much for that. And I also want to thank Brother O for the soundtrack of our lives. Excuse me. Because every song that you played tonight gave me life. Because I was still feeling nervous and still feeling emotional and stuff like that. But every song you played gave me life, brother. And I so appreciate that. Because, yeah, I was speechless. At this point, I can't even say anything about that, man. I love you. I love you. I love you all to life, man. And there ain't nothing you could do about that. You guys have a wonderful night, and you guys be blessed.